2-year course, term 5, week 2. Firstly, there's a little summary here of different ways of expressing the past. This is because you've just looked at the perfect tense, which in a way completes a whole set of verbal forms. So firstly, you have this simple way of changing the tense of the verb into the past by adding sma after the verb. Number 2, you've got the ordinary imperfect past tense, which goes like abhavat. Number 3 is the past participle, the ta ending word. Of course, it takes a vibhakti ending after that, a case ending after that. So gatah, he is or was gone, or has gone, with the is, was, or has being understood. Ramo vanam gatavan. So this isn't a true verb. It follows the gatavan follows the dhimat endings. So the tawat, in fact, is following the dhimat endings. So gatavan. So that's first case. And because it's not really a verb, it's following the noun endings, you get 3 possible genders. So in this case, it's masculine. He went, and it stands in place of an active verb. He went. So Rama went to the forest. Then you have the perfect tense, jagama, which is following the pattern of babhuva. And you'll notice in the patterns that you first of all got the doubling, and then if you go back to babhuva, you've got babhuva, the first singular verb, he became, being repeated in the middle line, plural, they, you, many became, and also it's I became. So with these examples you're given in this list, jagama, for instance, where are we? Jagama can mean I went, as well as he went, or you many went. So that's useful to know. That's often how it works. Then number 6, the passive verb, where you've got the dhatu. You're looking at agamyata in that little sentence. Ramena vanam agamyata. The agamyata is the dhatu gam, and it has the ya to make it passive, and then it has the past endings a and ta on the end, agamyata. So they are the past, the 6 past endings that you know now. Then we have the introduction to the Hitopadesha stories. Part 1, King Sudarshana reflects upon his son's lack of education. Now to help you, you have word-for-word translations under each of these Sanskrit words. And yes, hopefully that will help you a lot. So the idea is to go through, analyze the story, take it apart. The best way, which will help you to remember things, is to write it all out of Santhi, writing out the compound words, the samasas, with hyphens in between. It's quite a good way of doing it. Writing the meanings underneath all nice and clearly, so that when it comes to the exam, if you're doing that, you've got, it's very easy to revise and remember exactly what you've done. You'll notice on the next page that you have the underlined vocabulary in a table. So this should help you a lot. And you also have help with some of the samasas, the dividing up of the samasas, the compound words. Now you also have two pages, which is giving you another overview of verbal forms. These are actually all verbs, I think. Yes. So, again, this is a review. So look at this, the present, which in Sanskrit the term is lat. Second is future, present, future and past. Then you have number four, the imperative, lot, the command and the polite. You have the optative, should, would or might do something, siat, pawet, and so on. And the sixth is perfect, lit. So it's just really going over what you've studied already. End of week 2.